BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
You're listening to Wednesday's episode of The Archers from BBC Radio 4.
Above your head, Alistair. A branch full of ripians.
I can't reach those. I'll fall.
Shame. I never heard you doing as a quitter.
Chaz, I'm picking damsons for Dad's jelly, not saving kittens from a burning building. It's not worth breaking my neck for.
Nobody's breaking their neck. I've got this ladder as steady as a post. And imagine your dad's face when we get into him with a bucket full of beauties.
Yeah, imagine his face at my funeral. Alistair Lloyd, loving son and brother, gave his life in the service of National Plum Day.
Go on, just one decent stretch.
Oh, all right. On your head be it.
There you have them.
Oh, great. Now, can I come down?
Aye.
How's it going?
Good, we're done.
Surely not. Look at those near the porch, perfectly ripe.
Then I'll have to pick them tonight. Work is calling, I'm afraid.
Any chance you could put the kettle on, Prof? I've just time for a quick brew before I need to head up to Berew.
Of course. I appreciate your help, Jazza. You too, Alistair. I'll have a pot of tea waiting inside.
You're a legend.
All right. I'm coming down. Hold on to the ladder.
All right. Remember making jellies and jams in the pandemic?
Oh, yeah, that day he spent almost 12 hours straight boiling damsons and straining them.
Mean you writing the labels. What did he have? Damson and cinnamon?
Yep. But my favourite was the damson and star anise.
Make sure you remind the prof I've got up early to hide the ladder. That's going to be worth at least a few jars, eh?
Yeah, I don't think there'll be any shortage. Though he did promise some to Denise last night.
Did she stay over?
No, I wouldn't feel right. Not with Dad down the hall.
I know what you mean. I didn't feel free to express myself before I moved in with Tracy.
Well, the other day, after I'd got Don James's nod of approval, Dad did actually mention Denise and me getting a place of our own.
He's kicking you?
No, not at all. He's actually bending over backwards to make us feel comfortable here.
So, what did you say?
Nothing. I wasn't actually sure he was serious, so I changed the subject.
Because you're not ready to move in together?
I would love to live with Denise, but...
What?
Well, Dad, he's not getting any younger. What if I move out and he has a fall?
You can't put your life on hold for a what-if.
But he was so generous opening up his home to me.
She both is.
That I'd feel selfish moving out now just because it suits me. Just at the point when I might be of some real use to him here.
Oi, fellas. Have I caught you scrumping?
Hi, Kirsty. I'm not sure it's called scrumping from your own garden.
If we're living off the land, that's what we're doing. Foraging.
I'll bear that in mind if ever I need a foraging guide for a rewilding event.
The only foraging I've ever seen Jazza do is for white sliced bread, butter and bacon.
No, true. I'm a fan of Milo Haywood. And I've been known to pop the odd blackberry into my mouth when I've been out for a walk with Tracy.
Oh, sorry, Bear Grylls. Remind me to team up with you come the apocalypse.
Well, I'd love to chat all things bushcraft, but I need to get this in the shop window before I head off to work.
Room for rent at Willow Farm. You moving?
No, nothing so adventurous. It's just that now Roy's staying with Lexi, he needs another tenant. It's a bit daunting, really. A new housemate at my age. I wish I could afford to rent the whole place myself.
Shame it wasn't available when Hannah was looking. She really struggled to find somewhere.
Oh, yeah, I know. Roy's putting it online later this week, but really, I'd much prefer it to go to someone local. That's why I'm giving the shop window a shot. Don't suppose either of you know anyone looking?
Sorry, I don't. Chelsea'd love to move it, but she's not got the cash.
You know, Kirsty, I might know someone. In fact, a room at Willow Farm could be perfect.
Oh, Poppy's high as a kite in there already. I'd say spending the day with Kira is up there on a level with water slides and ice cream sundaes.
Yeah, now Kira's excited too. And not just because of the pocket money you're giving her.
Oh, have you seen the forecast for later?
Oh, yeah. Not great weather for being up a tree with a chainsaw.
Or bringing in the barley.
Oh, yeah. Emma said that you're taking on some of George's jobs at Bridge Farm while he's away. It's really decent of you to help out.
But it might mean they're less grumpy about George having a short break.
How's he doing? I messaged him a few times, but he didn't reply.
Well, you know George. He'll talk for England if you put a pint in his hand, but on text, you're lucky to get a one-word reply.
Hadn't realised things had got so bad.
What do you mean?
Well, Emma said he's getting himself in a right state about giving evidence at Alice's trial.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Hope a few days away does the trick.
Yeah, the lad should cheer him up.
Who's he gone with?
Didn't Emma say?
Well, she might have. Can't keep up.
Still, whoever he's with, I bet they're having a right laugh in Brighton.
Bournemouth?
Yeah, that's it.
And I'm glad he talked to you and Emma about struggling with, you know, his feelings. About not really coping. Doesn't talk to me about anything like that.
Well, they go through phases, don't they? Yeah. I mean, I'm sure George knows you're there for him. It's probably a relief that he has one person who isn't constantly asking him how he is.
Yeah, well, if he messages you, tell him I hope he's having a ball. And I'll transfer a tenner into his account for a couple of pints, eh?
A couple of pints? You'd be lucky to get one for that price down south.
Yeah, do you fancy coming out for a quick drink at the Bull after work?
Well, I don't know. I should probably get back for Poppy.
No, you said yourself. Poppy will spend all her time with Kira if she could. And Emma will be back from the tea room to help out with dinner, so no one will mind.
Yeah. Okay, then. That sounds good.
Ordinary tea, mint or lemon and ginger, Denise.
Oh, mint tea would be lovely. Thank you. That's a really great house. Must feel strange being here without Roy.
It does. I miss him. Especially the little things, you know. Like this, having a cup of tea together. Quick chat about our day. Even just hearing him get up and go off to work. In some ways, it's nice having the space to myself, but I think on balance, I prefer a bit of company.
I've lived with John for so long. It's hard to imagine what it would be like to have my own space.
Yeah, it might feel a bit strange at first. I don't think it matters how a relationship ends or who ends it. It's never easy.
We spent a long time just functioning as a couple. So I'm used to the distance, but now there's an odd politeness between us. It just feels awkward and cold.
Oh, the end of my marriage was so explosive. I didn't have that. It must be really difficult.
I did love John. I mean, that's the most painful part. I'll always care about him. I mean, we were never the ideal couple, but we had some good times. Brought up two lovely children. Our lives bound themselves together despite our differences.
I'm really sorry, Denise.
Oh, I'm fine, really. 2 minutes back in the house with him puts paid to any sentimental regrets. I can't live with someone who only talks to me when I ask a direct question. Or who makes me feel like he's doing me a favour if he agrees to spend time with me.
It sounds like you've made the right decision to separate. And anyone can see you've made Alistair a very happy man.
Sorry for oversharing. There's nothing more boring than someone droning on about the end of their relationship.
Oh, don't be silly. Come on, let's take advantage of the sun before those storm clouds blow our way.
Hey, Prof, are you a kick mammy Alistair out in the street?
When did I say that?
I mean, he's a big boy. It's time he made his own way in the world instead of sponging off his poor old dad.
He's teasing you, Dad. Although you did mention me and Denise getting a place of our own.
Is that what you'd like?
Oh, I don't know. I don't want to rush things. And she was very eager to look at the room at Willow Farm. She met Kirsty for a tour and a lunch break.
So, I might have the pleasure of your company for a little longer.
If you can put up with me, Dad.
I'd be delighted, though I'd hate to think you were staying here under some misguided obligation to care for me in my old age. And now Jazza no longer lives here, I know that it has been you who is stealing my good socks.
Well, if we're being frank, I wouldn't miss the tiny bits of your leftovers cluttering up the fridge.
And I certainly don't long for the days when you two would complain about me flooding the bathroom. The prof calling out, had a good swim every time I go to the shower.
You know, Alistair, if you're really planning on staying here, I think it's time you put your stamp on the place. Then, when Denise comes over, you'll feel like it's your home too.
Oh, Dad, that's a really nice idea.
You could choose a paint or wallpaper you both like.
Clear some space. He can get a little two-seater sofa.
A real glow-up, as your Chelsea would say.
Yeah. Jazza, can I get you another can?
Nah, ta. I'm heading home for a night in with Tracy.
Hi. It's only me.
Come on in, Denise.
Oh, good evening, all. The back door was open. I hope you don't mind.
Of course not. Glass of wine?
I'd love one, because I might have something to celebrate.
Oh, let me guess. You're going to take the room at Willow Farm?
I think so. I like it, though I haven't told Kirsty yet. And I need to check with Roy that he's happy for me to move in on a short-term let.
Well, congratulations.
You'll be just doing the road.
Which is wonderful news for me. Come here.
Oh, for me too.
Hark at the love buds.
Oh, there you are. I nearly gave up on you.
Oh, Kira and Poppy were determined to sleep out tonight, but the rain's turned biblical.
Was Poppy okay?
Well, okay as a sugar high and a sleepover with your favourite cousin, then yeah. Not sure Mum and Dad are going to get much sleep, though. Girls are reorganising the kitchen. Poppy told me they're filming their own cookery show.
Oh, that's sweet.
I love the way that Kira stops being a sulky teenager the minute Poppy comes round.
Right, I got you a pint.
Oh, thank you. You okay?
Not really. It's not exactly been a great day.
Boy, what happened? Thought you were set to be the hero of the hour.
Oh, no, they'd have been better off without me. I overshot the combine, lost a load of barley.
Nightmare.
Oh, I felt like a complete amateur. And Tony didn't even try to be nice about it. He just yelled at us to keep going and get the field finished before the rain. I ended up scooping up the spilt barley at the end of the day with the tractor and the front loader bucket, tipping it in the trailer, hooking the tractor back to the trailer and racing back just in time. I literally made it back to the yard as the first drop started to fall.
Well, that sounds like a save to me.
No, I don't think so. I caused them a load of stress all day. Even the delivery details I sent to Natasha for Bridge Fresh were wrong. I'm just not with it at the minute. Mind on other things.
Yeah, Emma said that you've been feeling a bit down about Mia leaving for uni. She's going to love it.
Yeah, of course.
And George, he's off having fun. Kira and Poppy will be driving Mum mad with the mess and laughing like drains. I reckon we can put our worries aside and enjoy our shies. Cheers.
Cheers.
Oh, before I forget, any chance you can come over for a piece of cake and a glass of bubbly to celebrate Emma's GCSE result tomorrow? Fingers crossed.
Yeah, of course.
I can tell she's nervous. I rang George to remind him to call tomorrow.
Did he answer?
No, did he heck. But hopefully he'll listen to my message. Oh, I just want the day to go well. Getting these results is the most important thing to Em right now.